Monday morning, and I'm very, very happy to welcome my new friend Senzo Majola to the studio. Why is he my new friend? Well, because Senzo is an expert in the art of Italian gelato. What am I talking about? Well, it's essentially, if I call it ice cream, will you be insulted, Senzo?
Very much.
You see, because gelato is not, it is similar to ice cream, but it is so much, well, in my humble opinion, so much better. But you are the one of those that are skilled in the crafting of genuine Italian gelato from, well, why don't we look at the story? I spun around the other day to a place called the Italian Corner in the bottom end of the Bolito Business Park, opposite that Chinese family store in that vicinity. Used to be a sort of secondhand business there, and there's a little ice cream cone, a sort of model of an ice cream cone, standing on the pavement, all lonely and behind a kind of almost palisade fence. And I thought, what on earth is that? But it said Italian Corner, and I thought, firstly, it's not on the corner. Secondly, it's in the Bolito Business Park, so how Italian can that be? But let's have a look anyway. And I went inside, and to my amazement, discovered a genuine Italian-style gelateria called the Italian Corner. Not only that, but the man serving the ice cream, or the gelato, Senzo Majola, told me that he actually... Well, when I asked you, you were very, very accommodating, and I asked you, what is good? And you said?
I'm the maker, so I cannot know exactly which one is good, you know?
You said it was all good.
Everything, yeah, is made with passion.
So let's just talk about what makes a good Italian gelato.
Firstly, thank you for hosting me. The question is, what makes the best gelato? It is mainly on the ingredients and also on having passion, because anyone can make gelato, anyone can make ice cream, but it also takes a person behind all those ingredients and all those machines to have passion of what they do in order to make it unique.
Wow. How did you develop a passion for gelato? What is your story?
When we were young, you'll hear these little vans or these little combis passing by with that sound of the ice cream, you know. And when I got an opportunity to actually make that ice cream, I thought, you know what, let me just make it even better for the little ones, you know. Those different flavors, those different, you know, whenever someone takes an ice cream, no matter what the mood, it changes.
Yeah, it's true.
So for me, to make people happy is...
Well, you do it extremely well, but clearly you have been taught by an expert.
Yes. Our gelato is... Most of our ingredients are not from here. They come straight from Italy. And fourthly, like every time after a few months... 3 months in a time, a proper gelateria like expert comes through to review all the ingredients and everything, and to see if we're making it exactly the Italian way. And to top it up, every day we submit all our ingredients, all our production we submit it, so they can see if it is exactly the same way they want it to be.
Now, you do the two styles of gelato. The rich, creamy, delicious gelato that I think most people are familiar with, and then you have the sorbet. It's more of a water base and much fresher, and often used as a kind of palate cleanser between courses in fancy restaurants. But it is a delicious form on its own, and you've just perfected a new strawberry gelato. Tell us about that.
Wow. You are just too... Yeah, you know what? This hasn't gone out to shops yet. So it is... Most of the time people come in saying, you know, I don't like dairy, I don't like that, you know, I need something, but something nice. You know, everyone likes gelato, but now with today's trends, people are very cautious of what they ingest. So we've got gelato and we've got sorbets. Our sorbets are strictly made with fresh fruits.
Wow.
So it's just the fruits and all the other ingredients in. If you taste it, you can still feel those particles of the real strawberry in it.
It's really delicious. You gave me a sample on the weekend, and I was completely blown away. Absolutely spot on. Beautiful. Lovely, subtle flavor, but not at all the insipid, watery, sometimes disappointment that a sorbet can be. This is a game changer, really. So, how long has the Italian corner gelateria been extant in Bolito?
In Bolito, I'll say 2 years for now, but we started back in Umhlanga, just along the promenade. There was a little corner there, just next to where
I remember it was legendary. Everyone used to say, yes, this is the best gelato on the coast, and you did a thriving trade. Or
started off there, and then we grew into different parts of the North Coast, and yeah, it's been here in Bolito for 2 years now.
And so you serve your gelato in you can have it in a cone. Or a sugar, is it called a sugar cone?
We've got a wafer cone, which is the normal ice cream cone, and then we've got sugar cones, which is subdivided into two. You've got a single scoop sugar cone, and then you've got a 2 to 3 scoop sugar cone. And we are in the process of having the edible cups. So
wow,
you will only have your fingers left after you finish it.
Edible cups, because at the moment you can buy it in a cup as well. So if you want a double scoop or triple scoop
in a cup,
and you also sell bigger quantities for catering purposes or for the odd party or something like that.
Our spot here in Bolito is mainly a factory, so the shop there is just there to showcase what we've got.
Uh-huh.
So we supply a couple of some chains, like a cup. I'm not sure whether I can mention.
Sure, you can.
We've got Doppio Zero, we've got the Crazy Cow in Blytale, we've got La Casa Nostra, we got Bel Punto in Umlauti.
Oh, okay.
Tight Lines to be one of them, and then we've got Donna Modana restaurant in the Salt Rock Mall.
Mm-hmm.
We've got a couple in Upper by Hillcrest, by Shongweni. We've got Farmers Market. We are found in Shongweni Farmers Market every Saturday. And we've got in Westwood, we've got PK Delights. We've got the Old Town Italy's, both in Pavilion and in Sun Coast Casino.
So they're all really good establishments that clearly value the fact that you're making a genuine gelato and making that available through them. But to members of the public, if I wanted to buy a tub of gelato, could I come down to your corner?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You've got a 500-gram tub, you've got a 750 tub, and you've got a kilo. And we also supply to shops, which is per kilo as well. It is from a 2.5 kilo going up.
And because it's a factory shop, do you deliver it? Do you sell at factory prices?
It is at factory price.
Wow.
So you get it. You'll be blown away if you come in and check the price.
Well, there it is, folks. This is going up as a podcast, so you'll be able to listen back to the good news about this wonderful gelateria in Bolito. And my new friend Senzo Maggiola, who is, what is the name for a man that makes gelato?
You can call it a pastisseri. Pastisseri or a gelateria, gelaterian.
Okay, yeah. So this is cool. What is your trade? I'm a pastisseri, I'm a gelaterian. No one knows what you're talking about, but lots of respect to you. Thanks for joining me on the morning show, Senzo, and this will be up as a podcast shortly. Anyone looking for more info, I'm sure can find it. Do you have a contact number that they can phone you at?
We currently are on Facebook, The Italian Corner, and we're also on Instagram. So you can find us there, and then if you happen to pop by to come in and drop the kids from the Ashton grounds,
oh, very close,
we are just there by the intersection. You can come in and be blown away.
Look for the big ice cream cone, the gelato cone, standing outside as a welcome, and meet Senzo in person. Charming man. Thank you for joining me on the morning
show.
You know,
one guy came in and said, I need a gelato that size of the cone outside. I was...
Did you make it?
We tried, but we couldn't. Thank you so much.